Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We're going to discuss today, I guess you could say, sort of a lot of situations concerning government services within the county, at least as it pertains to the county clerk's office, and maybe we'll touch on a few other areas, but everything is, shall we say, quite different nowadays with COVID-19 affecting every part of society. And I thought we'd check with you today concerning what really is the recommended or what is the actual fact of how people might go about getting county services and things like that. And first off, maybe you could just talk about what is it if, say, somebody needs at the county clerk's office. Are you still open for sure, or are you recommending, you know, to do it online, or what are you doing right now?
Yeah, so the courthouse is open to the public, so our office is open to the public. Ideally, every office is asking that you call ahead if you do need something from us, because we can then direct you on, yep, come on up, we can get that for you. We might be able to tell you of an option, of an online option, an option through the mail. We might even be able to take care of it over the phone. But yeah, in fact, right before I jumped on the line, we had a couple in to apply for their marriage license. So we're open for business. We're still getting everything done just as quick as we can. It's just a little bit different than it normally is.
I know Judge Deal issued some orders when COVID started hitting about things to do with the courts, circuit court, and so forth. And I guess as far as getting into the courthouse, it still probably falls under the mandates that he put out. If you've had certain contact or not feeling well, it's probably not best to try to go through security to come into the courthouse, right?
Exactly. Yeah, security is doing a pretty good job of anybody that is coming into the building, kind of asking those screening questions about, have you been to certain areas? Are you not feeling well? They've got a thermometer down there to check temperatures just in case. Because, you know, we certainly don't want anyone else to get sick that might be at the courthouse. We want to keep the staff safe. We want to keep the public safe. You know, we're trying to keep business going while respecting everybody's safety and the shelter-in-place order from the state government.
As you alluded to, there are ways to take care of a lot of business. You can do that online if you have the capability to go online and things like that. And you had a recent press release concerning things you can do, but maybe we'll just hit on some of those right now. What are some of the things a person could do if, one, they don't want to get out or whatever, to take care of maybe some services concerning county clerk's office and so forth?
Yeah, so that's, you know, one of the things I've focused on over the last 9 years is trying to get as much as possible of our services online for folks to be able to do when it's convenient for them. And it just so happens with this COVID-19 stuff, that's worked out very well, because most things that you need from our office, you'd be able to do online. So if you didn't want to leave your home, you'd be able to do it. You know, we can basically e-record anything except a deed that would require real estate stamps from a real estate tax. And we're working on getting that here in the next few months, so that'll be a big plus. If you need to do a search of anything that's been recorded, you know, we've gone back and scanned and indexed everything that's ever been recorded in the county, literally millions of documents going all the way back to 1829. So, you know, the recorder's office itself is basically available to you at your house. In terms of vital records, if you are applying for a marriage license, you're still going to have to come in person to finalize the application, sign it, and show your ID. But we've got an online application that you can do at home. It'll cut down your wait time considerably. You basically would fill out the entire application, hit submit. When you come in, we'll pull it up, put it in, and then just finalize the transaction. In terms of getting certified copies, we can get that done either through the mail or through an email if you don't want to come into the courthouse. The election, luckily we got ours in right before COVID really started to take off and the shelter-in-place order took effect. But if you need to register to vote, you can do that online. If you need to double-check your registration, you can do that online. And I'm encouraging everyone, we don't know what the state might do in terms of changes for the election coming up in November, but as of right now, August 5th is the first day we can accept a vote-by-mail application. But if you want, you can go to MacoupinVotes.com right now and request that we send you an application on that first day. We can either mail it to you or email it to you. That way you're already in the queue. Your ballot will get mailed out in September. You'll have 6 weeks to get it turned in before Election Day. Because I know there were a lot of people that I've talked to since the primary that have said, you know, I wish I had voted by mail before the primary because they didn't want to get out of their house with COVID just starting to take off. So that's an important step, and we've already had a lot of people take advantage of that, so that's a good thing.
Speaking of elections, we had the primary election, and that went as well as possible. And the question I have is, I know, you know, maybe parties and or whatever can use the period between the primary and when the real election comes to, say, get in a write-in vote or whatever it may be. But there has to be, I guess, they have to go out and get the proper number of signatures and stuff. Is something like that still going on in Macoupin County, or what is the status of that?
Yeah, so by state law, parties that fail to nominate someone for a position in the primary have until the beginning of June to go out, get the signatures they would need, and get a person appointed to the ballot. That's still going on. Independent candidates started their circulation the week after the primary, and they will file in the middle of June. So they've also got to get some signatures. And then the write-ins, I think the cutoff for that's probably about the beginning of September. But yeah, those folks would be able to file as well if they aren't able to take advantage of the other two options.
And I guess, you know, like we hear about the Secretary of State's closed driver's service facilities and stuff, and you'll have 90 days after to catch up on things that may have came due. Is there or is there not any grace period as far as the timelines for the situations we just talked about?
To my knowledge, there is no grace period yet. I know there's talk about it up at the state level, but that's a state decision. So, you know, we're at their mercy. If they decide to do a grace period, maybe lessen the requirement since people, you know, might not want to be out circulating petitions right now. That's something they would have to decide. And, you know, we'll, of course, follow whatever rules come down from them. But, you know, I know there's a lot of rumors and talk about maybe the election in November would be postponed, but as an election authority, I don't see that happening. I think it's full steam ahead. We're just going to have to make do the best we can with the situation we have. So,
now, many of these online services you talked about that you can do, you can check out the county clerk's website on there, and as you say, the Macoupin Votes page. Mm-hmm. You also recently talked about there's a new service available for people that can check out back taxes or do something about their property taxes if necessary. Is that still up and running as well?
That is, yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. I forgot that. If you go either to the MacoupinCountyClerk.com page, you can do a search from there. You can get it from the treasurer or the assessor's page as well, or even the county homepage has a very nice summary right now of every office and ways to contact them, what services might be provided online, any postponements, things like that. So I encourage everybody to go there as well. But for the taxes, yeah, basically tax.macoupincountyil.gov. You can get a copy of your property taxes that you paid last year. I know folks need that with their income tax sometimes. So you'd be able to get that. You can get an estimate of if you have back taxes, delinquent taxes, how much is owed there. And here in a few weeks, once we finalize the tax extensions for this upcoming year, you'll also be able to check to see how much you owe before you get your bill. So folks will have a little bit more time to plan exactly how much they might need to spend. So that's an important service as well that all three of our offices offer.
Yeah, that probably will be nice since you mentioned that very soon you'll be able to look it up a little early and sort of, for sure, check out what you'll be dealing with when the two payments come up a little later in the year.
Exactly, yeah. You know, my office finishes the levy extensions here, and hopefully just a few days, so then it'll transfer over to the treasurer's office for her to get the bills ready to mail out. But that website should be able to at least show folks how much will be due, even though they won't be able to pay it yet. They'll at least be able to go, okay, now I know what figure I'm shooting for in terms of budgeting. So that'll be helpful.
Another question I have, while this is not totally under your purview, you are associated with it, just for the listeners sort of getting up to speed, what's going on, County Board. County Board obviously happen to conduct their business a little different nowadays, as everybody is, and maybe you could just talk about County Board. I know a lot of people have gone to teleconferencing, video conferencing. Sort of how is the County Board going right now during the times of COVID-19?
Yeah, so the County Board, following the state rules on this to the T. So one, we're supposed to postpone any business that is not considered essential. So the board's done that. We've had a lot less meetings since this COVID-19 has happened than we would normally have had. But for the meetings we do have to have, because business is still going on, we are teleconferencing. It's different, but it's getting the job done. And between the Macoupin Minutes website that has agenda packets and the minutes for all the board meetings, and then my office's Facebook page, if anyone's interested in knowing about the county board meetings, what they might be discussing, how they can get in on the teleconference if they'd like to listen in, anything along those lines, I would definitely check out those two spots. So the MacoupinMinutes.com website or the Macoupin County Clerk Facebook page.
And Pete, just thought I'd ask you, and again, this obviously will not be anything to the T, but I've talked to school officials and city officials and things like that. Sort of how do you see the transition back when we get through this COVID thing? Is it like, oh, boom, everything's back? Or will we see maybe a phasing in? Or what do you think comes as maybe COVID finally dies down here someday?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's going to vary by courthouse department, probably with some of the court cases that have been postponed here for quite a few weeks. They are probably going to come back, boom, right away, because, you know, we've got folks that that definitely need to have their case heard. Other offices might transition in a little bit slower, so we're not totally overwhelming the courthouse with people right away, because we don't want to do that either. That's kind of going to defeat the purpose of the whole shelter in place. So, yeah, it's probably going to be a mixture of both for the county because, you know, the public and the employees here and all the officials and department heads, we've done a great job all working together on trying to make sure everyone gets the services they need from the county. While at the same time, before COVID started, we had about 150 people on average coming into the courthouse to get some type of service. Since the shelter in place has started and we've tried to have people use online services through the mail, over the phone, we're down to more like 20 or 30 a day. So that's a considerable cut in traffic. And what we don't want to have happen is when we do open the door, we flood the zone and have way more than that 150 showing up each day because that's not going to be good for anyone. So hopefully the transition is going to be easy. Everyone still gets the services they need. We keep everybody healthy and safe. But, it's definitely been an interesting year.
Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan, thank you for joining us on the forum program this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.